ocean breeze, tropical beach, piña colada. You can buy an air freshener to make your car smell like you're in an oceanside paradise. Or, better yet, you can point your car toward Daytona Beach and come experience the real thing. Visit DaytonaBeach.com to discover all there is to see, do, and enjoy along the world's most famous beach, Daytona Beach, Florida. Beach on.
When you're worried about underarm sweat and odor, it can be distracting. Like this. Or this. Or even this. It's time to silence those distractions with a spray of powerful Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Featuring our 72-hour protection and soothing one-quarter moisturizing cream. Because when you forget about your underarms, you can focus on being unforgettable. Dove Men. Forgettable underarms. Unforgettable you.
Thursdays with the King on 94WIP HD1 Philadelphia. We broadcast from the Tasty Cake Studio. And John, we go from one king to, as I like to say, a lesser king, but a king nonetheless. The great Howard Eskin.
Sponsored by PDQ Signature Systems. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you need a PDQ POS system. With PDQ POS, you'll sell more, earn more, and work less. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS, PDQPOS.com.
You know, Howard, I'm just trying to butter you up calling you the great Howard Eskin, because I'm going to guess that you're disagreeing with me on Foles. But I give you the great Howard Eskin because, you know, we're friends, and I want you to not care about you, pal.
I disagreed with you 4 minutes ago because that would have been 8 o'clock, and according to your tweet, that's when I was
sorry. Yeah, we got a little Sky King of Prussia was running a little long there. I was trying to move
That's all right. You just, you're always on time, Joe. But go ahead.
Let's start with Foles, Howard. I mean, actually, let's start with Mariota. Do you think the Eagles have a good backup in Marcus Mariota?
He's okay. But, all right, Joe, run down the backup quarterbacks in the NFL that are good.
Well, I don't know enough about all of them to know. I just don't.
Clearly.
But, I mean, there's typically about five that you feel pretty confident. I think Gardner Minshew's a step-in-and-play guy if you have him run the right
Gardner
offense.
Gardner Minshew's just okay. Come on
I
now.
Think he's pretty – I think he – well
– he's not pretty good. He's not a starter. He's a backup.
He's a pretty good backup. Okay. He's a quality backup. I thought
okay.
They missed you.
He doesn't have a strong arm. He's no. just – he's okay. He's okay. But that's the problem. If you get to your backup quarterback, you're almost always in trouble because you have a starter for a reason. There's just not that. There's not enough starting quarterbacks in the NFL, let alone backup quarterbacks. There's too many teams to have good quarterbacks, and there's too many teams to really have good backup quarterbacks.
All right, well, Howard, let's get to the Foles thing.
It's not my major concern,
but
Joe.
But it will come into focus if Hurts gets hurt, and he probably will at some point. Let me just ask you
point. That's an encouraging thought.
Well, I mean, it's true. I mean, 20 games to get to mid-February is a long time, and chances are the QB will be hurt at some point. Howard, yes or no, if Nick Foles or Nick Foles' agent calls up Howie Roseman and says, my guy wants to play, you know, he wants to play for you, are you telling me you would say we don't want you?
We're okay in that spot right now. And that would be the response. We're okay in that spot. Nick Foles, I love Nick Foles. We all love Nick Foles. It was a magical time that produced the Super Bowl. I get it. But, you know, you can't live in the past. Sometimes there's a lot of players out there. Well, he comes back. How about who was the guy? Why do I forget the quarterback that played for Indianapolis that was talking about coming
Phillip Rivers.
Phillip Rivers, yeah. Right. Phillip Rivers. You know, Phillip Rivers is better than Nick Foles. Stop.
Maybe not. Depends on what Phillip Rivers has in the
listen,
tank. I'm not sure there.
Nick's a terrific guy, and we all love him. He can't play anymore. He's been to so many teams, and he can't even stay as a backup. Come on, Joe, wake up. It's just, it's over.
Thank you,
it's
Howard.
Over.
I agree.
That's what it comes down to. You can't just live in the past because the past was good.
He is only 34, though, for what it's worth. I mean,
but he can't play anymore. I mean, he can't play at an NFL level.
But Joe's contention is if he plays here, he will play better.
Yeah.
and that will lift him into the proper tier of quarterback. Right problem. Now, he's not the right tier, but if he's in Philadelphia, he can be that guy.
It's like
but
the Joe Cocker song. What was that song? I Lift You Up Where You Belong?
Yeah.
Remember that song from
Lift You Up Where You Belong? An officer. Where the Eagles Fly.
Yeah, Where the Eagles Fly.
Mountain High.
It's from An Officer and a Gentleman. See, that's what I'm vibing with here. That's Foles and Philly.
You can't. That's not my concern. The backup quarterback, and he doesn't run their offense either. That's the other thing. He doesn't really run the offense, you know, because their offense is based on a quarterback with some legs, with you know, they can move around, and they're all of them there. I mean, Tanner McKee, I haven't seen enough that to do that, but obviously, as a young person, he obviously can do. Those kind of things. I think Tanner McKee's actually going to be on the roster as the third quarterback.
I do too. I mean, look, he did look pretty good the other day. Howard, let's get to tonight's game. Expectations, Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, Sidney Brown. Do they play?
Well, I think Sidney Brown will play. Jalen Carter probably won't. And
that's just because he's proven everything he needs to prove to this coaching staff,
it's
Howard?
Yeah, just the problem is they're all worried. They know he can play. We all know he can play. The Eagles know he can play. He's got the joint practices, which now are games. John Harbaugh, I was talking to him before the game last week, and he says they ought to just, because he doesn't play anybody for the last 4 years, but you ought to make the joint practices the game. And then put them on TV.
Yeah.
Because people would get to see the starters.
Yeah.
The problem nowadays with coaches, and Patrick Mahomes played in the first game.
Right.
Watson played in the first game. You go right down the list, Prescott played in the first game. But you can't be afraid of your fears. And somebody was out for the season. I think it wasn't a quarterback. And you get hurt in practice. You don't live in your fears, and you can't be afraid of your fears, and they're afraid to play the starters. That's what they're going to do, but I think Nolan Smith will play. I think Sidney Brown will play, but I don't think Carter will play.
Howard,
it's a football game, and that's all we care about.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What we were hearing from those joint practices was that Jalen Carter looked like the best player on the field. Could you make that statement? Did he look that spectacular?
Well, wasn't Myles Garrett on the field?
On Monday.
Okay. I thought you were talking about this week. Myles Garrett's pretty darn good. Yeah. But Jalen Carter, there's no question how good a player he is. And we know why he slipped. I mean, because of the issues, off the field issues that all it seems like most Georgia players have. So that's why he's a really good player.
Right.
So he's a really, really good player. To already identify him as the best on the field. Well, you're talking just defensive line now?
No.
Or everybody?
That was the statement. He was that spectacular. The first day of joint practices, he looked that great.
Lane Johnson's pretty darn good, too.
Yeah, sure is.
Yeah, sure is.
So you can't say he's the best, but he's really good.
And
very, very good.
How does the team feel about Jordan Davis?
He really has taken a step up this year. I talked to one of the coaches the other day. I don't want to say woke up, but I think he was a little soft in terms of his approach last year. And everybody knew it. And coming out of school, he was this big time, and he was young. But, yeah, he's taking this seriously now, and he's done a really good job. Yes, I think you're going to see impact from Jordan Davis this year.
Howard, sure. One quick Sixers question. Harden, what happens? It's so pathetic. I know.
It is. The Sixers are the worst ownership in the history of my lifetime.
They probably are.
Okay.
Really
now,
are.
It starts with the owner, Josh Harris, who got a game ball. Hey, he got a game ball at a preseason game. It's a joke.
It's brutal.
He doesn't have a passion to win, so it starts there. Daryl Morey, I've been saying this for years, is a fraud. He's unreasonable when he asks for things. As I said, when he opted in, he will be on the roster the opening game. And the reason is, if he was desirable by other teams, why did he opt in? Why didn't he just stay a free agent?
No question.
Because Houston had money, but they didn't want him. That was false on social media, which is not social, not media. And nobody, if another team wanted him, they could have called the Sixers to try to work out a sign and trade. But that didn't happen. Nobody really wants James Harden. He's at the end. Is he a good player? He's okay. He's better than a lot, but he's not close to who he was. He is going to be here. I mean,
and play?
I don't know. Well, he's not going to play, but I don't know if he'll fake an injury.
Right,
I don't know what
will
do. The rules are a little tighter right now. But this organization, it's a mess.
Yeah, it is.
It's a mess. All they care about is their arena, which is a joke. I mean, it's just, which hopefully never happens because it would be a disaster. But I don't get it. It's just, how can an organization get so bad?
Yeah.
And James Harden, it was a bad trade. You could have gotten Halliburton and Buddy Hield, and he loved Harden. It's really bad. And nobody's going to pay him. You're going to have to take garbage back. If I were Daryl Morey, and thankfully I'm not, but if I were Daryl Morey, I would take anything for him. I would take a couple of new basketballs. anything just to dump his rear end.
All right, King, stay well, pal. We appreciate it, man. There he is, Howard Eskin.
It's winner-take-all time in the NBA and NHL, and FanDuel's giving you a shot to bring home a big win of your own. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to bet on spreads, money lines, player props, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make every playoff shot count. FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.